Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Michael Bussler, good morning.
Good morning, Dawn. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, you're always humble. So what do you make of today? It's supposed to be Liberation Day. I assume liberation from taxes or from getting a better deal maybe for tariffs or what? We don't know all the details because it's going to be 4 p.m. in the Rose Garden today. But what do you make of Liberation Day?
So what President Trump wants to do is free American business to do business around the world. And I believe last time I was on the show, we talked about how the U.S. places relatively low tariffs on virtually everything, 2.5%. And all of our trading partners, or virtually all of our trading partners, place much higher tariffs. And in the case of Canada, they even put quotas. You can only bring in so much. So the U.S. manufacturers are not free to sell our goods around the world, and Trump wants to make sure that happens as soon as possible. His goal is, and it may take him a while to get there, but the goal is reciprocity. That is, whatever we charge, you charge. So we're charging 2.5%, you charge 2.5%, everything's fine. It's way out of balance now, and he wants to fix it as soon as possible.
So if this were an educational show, we'd say the word of the day, reciprocity, right? We talked about that first segment. But so when we look at this, you said it might take a while. So yeah. One of the things I've been keying in, and you're the professor, so you can tell me, Dr. Bussler, if I'm correct, but I keep hearing all the different spokespeople, as well as Trump, talking about energy within that. And so what do you see here? Because we don't have, I don't think in our news cycle and with social media, the American people and consumer confidence, all of that plays into this. And so that the timeline is critical. What do you see here when you look at the timeline versus reality of what is needed to make this work?
So what President Trump wants to do is to unleash our energy industry. If we can do that, and he's trying to do that as quickly as possible, I'll talk about time in a minute, but he's trying to do that as quickly as possible. And that's because if he can unleash our energy industry and we vastly increase the supply of energy, that will bring energy prices way down. He's trying to get them cut in half before the end of his first year in office, which is very aggressive. But even if he comes close to that, that will keep the inflation rate low. Remember when he left office in 2020, the inflation rate was 1.4%. So it'll keep the inflation rate low, and there may be some short-term pain associated with these tariffs in that by placing these tariffs on products, regardless of what anybody says and tries to spin this, a tariff is like a tax. It adds to the cost of the product and therefore tends to raise prices. So Trump says in the short term, that's likely to occur, but I'm going to offset any price increases from goods that we import by bringing energy prices way down so that the overall inflation rate will remain relatively low. Now, he admits in some markets, I'm not sure what's going to happen in the automobile market, but if it goes through that he places a 25% tariff on imports, that'll drive up car prices. People will then say, well, and what he wants to happen is people start to buy American-made cars, but that'll increase the demand for American-made cars, and it'll probably push American-made car prices up a little bit too. So the overall inflation rate should come down because energy prices are coming down. Some specific markets may see some price hikes that may cause us a little bit of pain, at least in the short term. I think you also asked me how long is this? Well, energy, you just can't turn on a switch and start producing more energy. So this is probably a 6 to 9, maybe 12 months until you'll start to see the effects of an increase in supply. And then it's going to take probably up to a year after that to fully feel the effects of an increase in supply and lower prices. Now, again, President Trump is much more aggressive than that. He says he can bring prices of energy down sooner.
So how would he do that? So he has said drill, baby, drill. That means Pennsylvania's in play. He has opened things up, and his team has opened things up in places like Alaska, et cetera. But how quickly can you really get that out of the ground and get that into the system and really make it matter as far as, like you're saying, offsetting the short-term pain of the tariffs on imports?
So one of the things that slows down the process is the ability to get permits and to have the government really get out of the way and let business do what it's supposed to do. So President Trump will reduce the amount of time to get permits. He's going to work on very large investments that are made into the economy. He's going to have a separate entity in government to help that get the permitting process through and get the machinery into the ground as quickly as possible. But even with that, it's still going to take at least a number of months to be able to bring that out of the ground. Although I just noticed the last month or two, and I'm not exactly sure why, but the last month or two, oil prices have started to come down a little bit. Sometimes that may be an anticipation of lower prices in the future because they look at futures markets. So maybe we'll be able to pull this off a little more quicker than most of us think. But it will, I still believe, take some time before that impacts. I don't see the energy prices falling significantly at the very earliest by mid-summer. Again, Trump says he can do it faster, but that's the way I look at it.
So two things, and I saw that on his True Social and at Real Donald Trump, I think on True Social and then on X, Trump had put out, you know, it's an exciting day, Liberation Day, and talking about the fact that we were traveling down this, quote, unsustainable path. And so do you feel that as far as that the unfair tariffs, the way the budget is going, the way the spending is going, do you feel, Dr. Busler, we were on set forth in an unsustainable path?
Absolutely. So even this year, we'll import about $1.2 trillion worth of goods. We'll export only about $400 billion. So it means we have a negative balance of trade of about $800 billion, which means $800 billion of our dollars are flowing out of the country, and it's reducing the potential wealth for Americans. So we can't keep doing this. This was started really under Richard Nixon when he allowed China to have most favored nation status. And that allowed them to start producing and importing, allow them to export rather into the U.S. with minimal or no tariffs. And that created the wealth that China has seen, and most of it has come out of the U.S. So we can't sustain this. We have to get our balance of trade at least even, where we export and import the same amount. And we'd really like to see it where we have a surplus rather than a negative balance of trade. This is something that has to be done as soon as possible. It's not something where typically a politician gets in and says, well, we'll form a bipartisan committee and we'll meet next month and we'll have hearings and then we'll decide, and time, a year goes by before you do anything. He says we have to do it right away, and he's taking action to do it right away.
And
remembering,
go ahead. I wanted to ask, I know that President Trump on Monday had signed executive orders. Everybody was talking you know, about the music industry and Ticketmaster and all of that. But there was another executive order, and I think that's what you were referencing. I just want to make sure when he had signed an executive order creating within 30 days of the 31st, in other words, of Monday, the Secretary of Commerce coordinating with Secretary of Treasury and also the Assistant to the President for Economic Policy, they're establishing this Department of Commerce and then naming it the U.S. Investment Accelerator. And so this accelerator department, a new department, if you will, they will, I don't know how to say it, it will be an accelerant, if you will, to think about, and I think of, because I'm a news reporter and at my heart, I think of a like an incendiary device, let's say. So this would be, in a good way, an accelerator that would make it so that policies, modernizing the process, but also cutting regulations. So all of this, is that what you're referring to?
Exactly.
Okay.
So take a look at the Keystone Pipeline. Now, under the Obama administration, they first proposed the Keystone Pipeline, I think under Obama's first term. It took years to get this approved. It got to Trump came into office. He took another 3 or 4 years to get everything approved. Finally, it was approved and ready to start building it. And then Biden got into office and canceled it. Mm-hmm. But the point is, it took 6, 8, 10 years to get something like that through. We can't take that much time with investments. So what we need to do is, Trump has already attracted a lot of new investment into the U.S. Honda's not building their auto plant in Mexico. They're building it in Indiana. Hyundai is building an auto plant here. The tech industry is investing money. The chip industry from Taiwan is coming over here investing money. Trump wants to make sure when they make those commitments, they can get their manufacturing facilities up and running as soon as possible. So this accelerator will be able to do that. And instead of taking years to get something approved, he wants things approved in a matter of months rather than a matter of years. That will do a lot to increase investment into the economy and get the economy growing again. And that's what we need to do.
When you when you see the media reporting this, and I know you watch it with a critical eye, what do you see that maybe the rest of us, you know, we're not keying in on? But what do you see out there that you like or that you don't like that bothers you? And what are you watching for within Trump with all we're hearing, pomp and circumstance in the Rose Garden, 4 o'clock today, that he's going to have his full cabinet there? What will you also be watching for during today's announcements?
So ultimately, what the economy really needs is a higher rate of growth. We've been stuck in about a 2% annual growth rate really for the last 15, 20 years. We need to get higher rates of growth in the economy. Why? When the economy grows like that, it provides opportunity for everyone. It provides more jobs for business people, more opportunity for them to expand their business, and the economy can grow. So what I look for when all of these politicians say what they're going to do, when the news reports on it, I keep thinking, how is this going to impact economic growth? And when we see actions that will increase economic growth, I start to feel good. I think the economy will be on the right track. The second thing is, when people earn money, they have to be able to keep as much of what they earn in their own pocket. So when they start talking about lower tax rates and taxing fewer things, that makes me feel good, too, because, again, people have more money in their pockets and they'll spend more. Now, the other side of that is if tax revenue is going to go down because we're cutting taxes, government spending has to go down. And President Trump is very serious about getting government spending down. Again, he's not going to take a year to form a commission and get the bipartisan and go to Congress. He wants this cut right away. So he brought in the smartest person he could find, said, listen, go look through these things and see how things can be modernized and see how we can cut government spending and still maintain the same level of service. I heard Elon Musk the other day. He says, my goal is to try to cut $3 or $4 billion a day out of government spending. And overall goal is to reduce government spending by about $1 trillion. Has to be done because this year, without doing anything, the federal government is budgeted to spend $7 trillion and only bring in $5 trillion in tax revenue. So again, a large deficit continues to add to the public debt. So growth will help that, and I think that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. And keeping taxes low, that gives people an incentive to work more, knowing that whatever they earn, the majority of it is going to end up in their own pocket.
So do you think President Trump today, do you think it's likely that he'll, speaking of when you talk about keeping what you earn, that he will make another one of his announcements talking about lowering tax rates or something of that nature?
Well, I think at the very least, I don't know if he'll do it today, but at the very least, it is critically important that we keep tax rates constant and at least stop them from going up. So when Congress passed the tax cut when Trump was in office the first time in 2017, it expires, the tax cut, at the end of this year. So it's very important that we pass legislation to make those lower tax rates permanent. And then once we have that and we've reduced government spending, then we can look at other ways to reduce taxes even further. And reducing taxes further, again, is important for consumers, also important for business. When they lowered in 2017, they lowered the corporate tax rate from an average of 35% down to 21%. That attracted more investment into the country, and a continuation of that is extremely important.
Dr. Michael Busler, as always, thank you so much.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.